The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Reddit users, you're going to be happy about this, especially if you care about security, which I think most of us do. They finally enabled two-factor authentication for everybody. As you might remember, it was in beta for, quite a while, actually. I guess because they wanted to test it out for a little bit, so the moderator said, okay, now we can let it go. If you want to switch on the two-factor authentication, all you got to do is go to your email password. Under the tab, you'll see preferences. This, again, is on the Reddit desktop version. After you activate it, you'll type in a 6-digit verification code that will be generated by Google Authenticator. Head back over, log in, and away you go with your two-factor authentication. Lots of stuff coming from Apple land this week, including, of course, the announcement of the HomePod finally. Of course, we also heard about the new iOS 11.3 that's going to be coming out and all of its lovely little features it's going to bring along with it. Of course, new emojis, improved resolution, also business chat features, but we don't need to talk about that. Let's talk about AirPlay and how much it's been failing recently, and maybe this will make it better. We're talking about multi-room playback. Finally. Let's face it, we've got Apple TVs all over the house, here and there, and it'd be nice to beam that music everywhere, wouldn't it? And before, we just have to, choose the living room, choose the bedroom, and yada, yada, yada. This probably also has a lot to do with HomePod, because they probably want you to purchase more than one as well. Now, of course, the beta version's out right now, but it's pretty damn buggy, and lots of people are actually having problems with the AirPlay 2 features. Hopefully, all will be corrected by the time of the official launch. And finally, shopping online. So convenient, yet so annoying at the same time. And by annoyance, I mean ads. Come on, we've all been there. We've looked online. We've been shopping for this. And you go somewhere else. And then all of a sudden, a bat will pop up and say, well, why don't you come back over here? Well, Google wants to help you put a stop to that by letting you mute those reminder ads when you do shop online. However, though, there is a catch to this. First, you'll only be able to mute the ads in third-party websites that use Google Ads. Yeah, that's right. Meaning if the ad is coming from some other ad agency, you're not going to be able to get rid of it. Now, currently, this is only going to work in Chrome, but they say they are going to move the feature within Gmail, YouTube, and, of course, Google Search in the coming months. Muting these ads is also not the most convenient thing to do right now. To mute an ad, you'll have to go to your ad settings dashboard, scroll down to your ad reminder ad section, and then hit the little X next to the listed advertiser. As you can probably guess, that will remove the ads from that company, but it will not remove the item maybe you've been looking at, meaning there may be more that'll pop up in the future. Probably within the next 30 seconds. So yeah, it's like Google saying, hey, look, we care, but we don't. If you happen to have a story and no one else will listen, well, come on over and send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also check out our website that's powered by the wonderful UK2.net, britishtechnetwork.com. That's where our podcast, blog, and review section is. So much for your enjoyment. Come on over and check it out. You can also check out our social media sites, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community as well. That's where the fun is. Come on over, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back on Monday. Yes, ready for the weekend. I bet you are too. We'll be getting you caught up, though, on the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.